November 13th, 2011, Bob Sprangle here, and what a surprise. Apple is recalling the first-gen iPod Nano. This is a 2005 model that has had issues with batteries catching on fire, and I think they settled with some people in, I want to say, China and Korea. I think there were some settlements there. But here they are saying if you have a first-gen iPod Nano, which I in fact do, go to a certain website and put in the serial number, see if it is covered, and then they will send you a box. And 6 weeks later, you will get something back. Now, it is very doubtful that they have backlog of first-generation iPods. So I doubt seriously you're going to get a first-gen iPod. The blogosphere is, of course, hoping that you get a new Nano, a brand new Nano of the current iteration. And that would be cool. So just kind of wild that 6 years later, Apple would recall and do the right thing with this, which is pretty cool because when you read the comments on the blogosphere, a lot of people's Nanos have stopped working. They've died or they can't hold a charge or anything. I mean, 6 years is pretty long for a piece of technology. I mean, that's pretty much, the life of what would be expected for an iPod. Now, coincidentally, my wife wanted to use this at work to play music at her store. And so I was just getting it all set up for her to take off and hook into her speakers. And I just happened to read yesterday that they were being called because they are in danger of setting things on fire. So that's out. And anyway, I'll be waiting my box. I'll keep you updated and see if I get one of those little clip-on Nanos, which would be nice to run with because it has the accelerometer or whatever that's called, so it can keep track of my distance, calories, etc. A lot lighter than carrying the iPhone, and I'll have to figure out another solution for my wife. I think we've got some other iPod Nanos hanging around the house. So just very interesting. Thanks, Apple.